We are the ship, all else is the sea. That's how baseball team owner Rube Foster described the Negro National League. Foster was a pitching legend when he helped form the circuit for pro-black teams. That was almost 90 years ago. The league gave black ball players a chance to shine in ways the majors never had. Sluggers became heroes, owners got rich, and everyone got a fair swing at doing what they loved, playing ball. The Negro National League's last innings came in the 1940s after Jackie Robinson headed for the big leagues. Kadir Nelson's new book, We Are the Ship, captures black American baseball at the top of its game. Kadir is an award-winning children's book illustrator. He's collaborated with Will Smith, Spike Lee, and Debbie Allen. For We Are the Ship, he did all of the writing and all of the artwork, and his rich, detailed paintings show Negro League superstars as if they're posing for the camera or deep in a game of hardball. Kadir Nelson joins me now. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So you have done playful children's books. You've illustrated books for young people about historic figures. Tell me about Buck O'Neill.
Buck O'Neill was a former player and manager and for the Kansas City Monarchs and the Negro Leagues. And he became the first African-American coach in the major leagues. And I was introduced to Buck O'Neill through the PBS Ken Burns documentary, Baseball, which was airing in the mid-90s. And at that point, I was commissioned to do a painting on the Negro Leagues, and I really didn't know much about it. So in doing my research, I came across the documentary, and I was so inspired by Buck's retelling of his days in the Negro Leagues that I became inspired to create not only that painting I was commissioned to paint, but it grew into over 6 paintings and then finally over to over 40 paintings and the creation of this book.
Now, this is the first book that you've written and done the artwork for. How is that different than working with someone else?
Well, everything was coming from me, so it was a bit more relaxed. The process was very organic because, I didn't intend to write a book or to create these paintings for a book. I was just doing this out of the love for the subject. But, the more and more I became familiar with this story I figured that I really wanted to tell this story in a book and share this story with others because it was so inspirational. It's a great story of perseverance and innovation and pride and excellence amidst adversity. When African-Americans were confronted with a ban from playing Major League Baseball at the end of the 19th century, they loved baseball so much that they wanted to form their own league. They wanted to form their own grand stage, which would allow them to play baseball for a living. And that grand stage became the Negro Leagues, one of the most profitable and successful African-American-owned businesses of all time.
Now, you had a unique way of preparing for the book, especially the way you got ready to do the paintings. Tell me how you used the uniform as a way to psych yourself up.
Well, what I wanted to do was to shed new light on this subject and share this history in a very new way. That I wanted to show new images from the Negro Leagues that had never been seen before. And the only way I could do that really was through this medium, the painted medium. So when I was getting ready to write the manuscript and paint these paintings, I literally put myself in the shoes of a former Negro League player. I bought an old uniform, or a replica uniform. I borrowed some pants from the Negro League Baseball Museum and put on some long tube socks and old dress shoes and posed as each of the players and took a picture of myself as each of the players to show these new angles, new light on the subject. And I also read a number of books on the Negro Leagues, and I interviewed a number of former players, Buck O'Neill being one of them.
What was that like for you?
It was a great thrill. Meeting Buck O'Neill is kind of like meeting someone like Michael Jordan when he's in his 80s. He still had that swagger. He was such a charming man. I remember one day I was at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and I was sitting in the office waiting to meet with the marketing director, Bob Kendrick, and Buck O'Neill just walked past the door, and he saw me sitting there, and he looked at me and said, "Hey, young man," and it just made my day, because Buck was that kind of a person. He was so giving. He was a great ambassador to baseball, and it's great to see that they're finally inducting Buck into the Hall of Fame this year.
Let's talk a little bit about one of the specific pieces that you have on pages 6 and 7. You have a very rich painting of Rube Foster and some of his players stepping off a train. They're in suits and ties. They've got nice luggage. They're wearing nice caps, looking dignified and strong. Mm-hmm. And Rube's at the center with a cane and a cigar. A couple of little boys are looking on. You can't help but respect these men. Now, this book is about baseball, but there's also this tradition of sports being a heroic space in American society. Is that what you were trying to get at? And what did you want to achieve with images like that?
Well, you know, I look at this book as more than just a baseball book. It's a portrait of a great era, of a great group of talented players and owners who wouldn't compromise on their dreams. And I wanted to show what it was like for a Negro League baseball player on and off the field. So when you look at images like group of players getting off of the Pullman car, or there's an image of the players on their way to a game in the bus singing, as kind of like a quintet. These are images that really give I think, a great glimpse into what it was like for those players. When you look at the artwork, whenever I take on a portrait, a painting of an individual, I want to paint more than just their likeness. I want to paint their spirit. And when you look at images in this book, it's like, you know, there's background music, and that background music is it's the determination of these players, the perseverance, the excellence, this spirit of not wanting to give in to the attitudes, the racial attitudes of the day. So when you look at the image of this group, as was described in one of the descriptions of one of the players, they described this group of big Negroes departing from this train, and it was such a great image. I wanted to actually show that in this book. They described what it was like to play in the Latin Americas. They said it was the weather was hot, but the fans were even hotter. what it was like to when they're singing on the bus going to different games. You know, they played baseball every day. Baseball was an everyday thing, but they loved this game so much. You know, they weren't able to sleep where they weren't able to stay where they played, because you know, they couldn't stay in a white-owned hotel. So sometimes they'd have to sleep on the bus.
But they were men who persevered. Kadir, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Kadir Nelson wrote and illustrated the new book, We Are the Ship, The Story of Negro League Baseball, and he joined me from the studios of KPBS in San Diego.